welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Mark, how are you doing this week?
Doing well. How are you, Mike?
Great. We're going to talk about celiac disease and its role in infancy and perhaps preventing it through exclusion. I'll explain more in a second, and you will explain much more in a couple of seconds. Celiac disease is a condition where there's abnormal small intestinal mucosa. It improves morphologically when it's treated with a gluten-free diet, and the mucosa relapses when gluten is reintroduced. The condition, sometimes referred to as celiac sprue or gluten-sensitive enteropathy, requires a strict gluten-free diet for both diagnostic and therapeutic purposes. But there are questions about the role that early exposure to gluten during infancy might have on the development of celiac disease. We've seen this sort of theory applied to other diseases, and we've talked in the past about the exposure to pathogens early, keeping kids inside versus letting them play outside. This is obviously a little bit different, but that same theme. You found an article published in JAMA Pediatrics at the end of 2020, starts on page 1041. It attempts to answer the question, does introducing gluten to exclusively breastfed infants at 4 months of age reduce the prevalence of celiac disease in the first 3 years of life compared with an introduction a couple of months later, say at 6 months of age? Mark, sort of an interesting theory. Does it make a difference?
It does. It was really pretty remarkable and a really interesting study. They had 1,300, and this important, exclusively breastfed infants. They were in Wales and England, and they were randomized to either get the dietary allergens at 4 months of age, early introduction, or 6 months or later. And those allergens included cow's milk, hen's eggs, peanuts, sesame, codfish, and wheat. The wheat was in the form of Weetabix biscuits, which are kind of a UK delicacy. It's sort of the Kellogg's of the UK. And this study is reporting on the gluten component, the wheat introduction. And there were two of these biscuits. The Weetabix are just basically biscuits, 4 grams of wheat, 3.2 grams of gluten. And they got two of these biscuits every week in the early introduction group.
No Marmite.
What's that?
No Marmite.
I know. Thank God. Have you ever had that? It's awful.
It's horrible. Yeah.
It's awful. No, Germans are smart. They have Nutella. Okay.
Yes.
Can keep your Marmite. During the 3 years of follow-up, the parents were asked to do dietary questionnaires to see what else they were eating and being exposed to. All the kids were tested at 3 years for anti-transglutaminase type 2 antibodies to see if they had celiac disease. Anyone with an abnormal test was referred to a gastroenterologist, and the final diagnosis was generally made by biopsy. They had follow-up of about 80% of infants. Ultimately, they concluded that none of the children in the early introduction group had celiac disease, compared to 7 out of 650 in the control group. So that's 1.4%. The NNT is about 72. So bottom line, earlier introduction of dietary allergens that includes gluten to exclusively breastfed infants at 4 months of age delays the prevalence or decreases the prevalence of celiac disease at 3 years of age. So that's pretty impressive. I mean, NNT of 72 to prevent a lifelong ailment is something that's really life-changing in many ways in terms of the kind of foods you can eat. Seems like a pretty good thing.
It's amazing that only 2 months would make such a profound difference. Boy, it seems like, as you're saying, it is definitely something moms who are exclusively breastfeeding should consider, pediatricians should recommend.
Yeah, definitely. We have seen similar research, actually this group and part of this study on peanuts and earlier introduction of peanuts also in kids who are at high risk for peanut allergy. Also seemed to make a significant difference and significantly reduce the likelihood that they would ultimately develop a peanut allergy. So I suspect this is the theme. And, you know, the earlier worries that introducing it too early will cause these allergies turned out to be completely wrong.
without the data, you couldn't be faulted for saying, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to cause this. But it's the exact opposite. Well, thanks for sharing that, Mark. That's great. Talk to you in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. Thank you.